What can I do with a torn? Whenever they put an old building in good repair, do not they first ruin the old one? Likewise, the carpenter, the ironsmith, and the butcher, with them there is destruction before restoration. The pounding of almond and bastard almond, by reason of that destruction, they become the means of restoring the body. Until you crush wheat in the mill, how will our table be garnished with it? That bread and salt demanded that I should deliver you, O fish, from the net. If you accept the counsel of Moses, you will escape from such an evil, infinite net. Inasmuch as you have made yourself the slave of sensuality, you have made a petty worm into a dragon. I have brought a dragon for dragon, that I may correct breath by breath, so that the breath of that one may be defeated by the breath of this one, and that my serpent may destroy that dragon. If you submit, you are freed from two serpents. Otherwise, it will bring your spirit to utter perdition.
Okay, what is all this? Where did he went? First was the explanation that, yes, whenever you want to repair a building, first you have to repair this kind of, okay, the wheat is like this, the food is like that, and so on and so on, and suddenly Moses came in. Why? Because the subject we want you to understand is Moses and Pharaoh. Who is Moses? The other side of the coin of Pharaoh is Moses. And now that everything is past, we look at it, they work together. Who pays for Moses' education and everything? Pharaoh. Why? Because when we talk about Moses and Pharaoh, we are not talking about historical blah, 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 blah. We're talking about me, my animal, and my spirit. My animal existence is Pharaoh. And the obvious side of it is my arrogance, the Pharaoh. Being arrogant. The opposite of it exists. Where? If you want to find the opposite, normally you look around. But in this case, you look around and you see nothing. Because animals, they don't have the spirit. They have just the Pharaoh. Because that's what the Pharaoh is. Moses is for we, the human being, because Moses is a meaning. Pharaoh does whatever we understand. Did Pharaoh do something you didn't understand? He was a very stubborn king, governor, and he does normal stuff. What about Moses? Moses has nothing natural. It's all magic. Because what is magic? This is a good question. What is magic? It's difficult, right? Because here you don't want to confess that you judge and you say this and that. But really, you tell me.
Technology we don't understand yet.
Something that happens, but we don't understand why it happens. It's miracle. This is it. Because the miracle maker is the guy that knows it will happen. We don't know. So he will make it happen, we don't know how. That's what the meaning of magic is, isn't it? That's what it is. So Moses will do stuff that we don't understand. This is what the spirit is. Because he is carrying a bag of the other stuff. Right? The other side of the coin, other stuff, which is not understandable for the Pharaoh. So our Pharaoh will not understand the Moses, but we understand the Pharaoh completely. This is what magic is. Magic is the part that we don't understand, that's it. For example, let's say you, this scientist fellow, has received a gift from an alien time traveler. Goes back and forth here and there. Okay, you go back. How do you explain the sentiment that we understand and they didn't? No way. Step by step by step, you should see both sides of it. Magic is happening all the time. It's like the change. Is there anything that doesn't change in time? Is there? No. Do you see anything changing? No. Everything is here. As far as we see, it's there. We don't understand that. Oh yeah, it's there, but it could flip in a split second. How? We don't know. When it happens, this is miracle. So he will go to there to let you understand that these two sides I'm talking about should, first of all, make you understand that Pharaoh is the base. And it's necessary. If there was no Pharaoh, there will be no Moses. So one doesn't eliminate the other one. Work with the opposite and the changes will happen. This is why we should understand it deeply. Yes? Listen carefully. Yeah.
He said, "In truth, you are an exceedingly cunning sorcerer, for by craft you have introduced duality here. Mm-hmm. You have made the unanimous people into two factions. Sorcery makes fissures in rocks, in rock and mountains."
Okay, his complaint is this, that you, when you arrive, somehow everything is mixed. The opposite is here, and the people are this group and that group and all of that. Is he right? Honestly, if you look at it and you are the judge, yes, he's right. Everything was going properly. Then he came and everything is mixed up. Now the answer of the other part, the spirit, yes?
He said, "I am submerged in the message of God, who saw sorcery together with the name of God. The substance of sorcery is forgetfulness and unbelief."
Sorcery and magic and all that stuff is when you don't understand it, you don't believe it, you don't go for it. Yes?
"The substance of sorcery is forgetfulness and unbelief. The spirit of Moses is the flaming torch of the religion." Mm-hmm. "How do I resemble sorcerers, O impudent one? For the Messiah is becoming jealous of my breath. How do I resemble sorcerers, O polluted one? For the books are receiving light from my spirit. Since you are soaring on the wings of sensuality, inevitably you beat that thought against me." You bear that thought against me.
Translate it. The last verse. Normally, you cannot. Because over there is one word which cannot be translated the way he's doing it, is hava, air. You fly with the wing of the air means you are flying and thinking with the wing of nonsense. Hava is nonsense over there. He says, you are doing it for nonsense. Yes? Okay, up to here. So there is this conversation. Pharaoh will say, "You're no good, because without you, we were good." And he's right. Moses will say, "I don't give a damn. about you, your comfort, and blah, blah, all of that. I'm bringing another stuff. I'm listening to how. That's all. How could you compare me with the sorcerers? Magic is something else. You compare me with the sorcerers, look around you. Wherever in a spirituality you dig in, you find the same stuff that I'm doing. How could you compare me with those sorcerers who are serving you? Yes.
Everyone whose actions are those of wild beasts has ill thoughts against the noble.
Is that right or wrong? If you are a cheater, if you are a lawyer, do you believe anybody? No, you doubt everyone. And that's that having doubt about the thing that we don't understand is the base of our thinking, all of us. When you don't know something, you guess. When they explain something you don't know, first, doubt. Doubt it. And that doubt will lead you a lot of places. Here you will say, listen, a doubter is a doubter. A doubter is a fellow that is not honest, so he will not recognize the honesty in other people. In addition to that, yes.
Since you are part of the world, howsoever you are, you deem all to be of the same description as yourself, misguided man.
Aha! Isn't it? Look around you, historically, even practically you have seen it. There are non-believers and there are believers. Who are non-believers? Who are they? They doubt the thing that the other people say. What do they believe in? That is a good question. A doubter who is not a believer. Okay, what else does he believe in? What is inside? Nothing. Because the belief is something else. It's not a phenomenon, it's not a thing to have it. You have to have it in yourself. You have to change. You have not to be doubter and to understand the relationships and to understand that you don't know it all. When you doubt, you're sure that I'm doubting you. I know what I'm doubting. This is it. You are not flexible. Why? Because you are a part of this existence. A part of this existence, we think like this existence. You are not a part of that non-existence. I am. I'm here to change you. I'm that part. You don't understand it. Yes?
If you whirl round and your head whirl round, your sight sees the house whirling around. And if you embark in a ship moving on the sea, you deem the seashore to be running. If you are narrow at heart from combat, you deem the whole atmosphere of the world to be narrow.
Aha! Uh-huh. That's how it works. He says, look at you. How do you see the existence? When you are sitting in a train, in a plane, the earth is moving. You are not moving. Why? Because you look at yourself as a center of existence. When you don't like it, everything is bad. When you are not in a good mood, the universe is bad. Why? Because you are looking at you and only you. What is the problem with that? If you are an insect, nothing. An insect should do that. When it comes to humanity, everything changes. Why? Because we understand the relationship which is not personal to us. We understand the galaxies which has nothing to do with me. and being a man and need this and that and that.